720 WGN. Prior to the midterm elections, Chris Cuomo stopped by the studio, and at the end of the interview, he said, hey, I'll come back on your show anytime. And of course, you acknowledge, Chris, that people say that and they never do, but here you are. You followed through on your word. Chris Cuomo is the host of Cuomo on News Nation. That is on every night after Leland Vittert, so at 7 o'clock, and then get a replay. Do I watch you again about 10? Somebody engages phone line. Does it replay at 10? Is that when I see you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you and Bill O'Reilly agree on anything?
Yes, we agree that the other one is lacking. No, in truth, the curmudgeon thing is his bag, not mine. I have respect for him. Otherwise, I wouldn't have him on the show. It's just part of his demeanor, I think, is kind of being dismissive. I take a different approach to conversation, let alone debate. I don't think that insults are insights. So if I'm coming at you personally, it's because I've run out of ammunition and what we were talking about to begin with.
I watched the first time you had him on, and he kept going, Cuomo, Cuomo, Cuomo. It was just nonstop. And it said more
about... I like that
about...
He says to me, he goes, Cuomo, you know what your problem is? I said, no, what is it? And he says, you exist only in the theoretical. I said, really? I said, and what are you? What are you? And he goes, I am a problem solver. And I said, really? I said, so what is your solution to the crime that you are grossly exaggerating, both in terms of its extent, context, and cause? And he says, put him in jail. I said, wow, now look at the big brain on you. So, look, I try to have some fun with it. He offers a different perspective than I do. He's much more tied to his opinions than I am. And I think it makes for an interesting view, you know?
Mm, absolutely. And he's on tonight, correct?
Lord willing.
Chris Cuomo is on the Lisa Dent Show. He is the host of Cuomo on News Nation. Someone, as I told you last time, what an important part you played in my life, my mom's life, my kids' life during the pandemic when you were in the basement, teeth chattering and shattering. And someone said, please tell Chris that when he told us to get up every hour and just walk around for a few minutes and not let the virus keep us down, to elevate your chest as best as you can, that stayed with me. And when I got sick, I followed his advice. Lisa, please thank him for me. Can we talk about your long COVID for a second? You mentioned that the last time you were on the show. What's still hitting you hard?
Long COVID is real, okay? So let's get that out of the way. Well, then why don't we hear about it more on the part of our government? And it's also ignorance. We don't know enough. That's why. Government's not in the business of telling you what they don't know. And that's a mistake. It was a big mistake for us during the pandemic. We would have been in a much better place. We would have been a lot less susceptible to poison politics if they had been more honest about what they don't know. Now, I got what their thinking was because they gave it to me, which was, hey, man, we can't be making people scared like that, like we don't know. We got to tell them things and give them a sense of confidence. I don't think that worked as well in treating people like adults and telling them what you do and you don't know and asking them to make the most reasonable choice in that situation. I think people think about things in terms of self-protection. So long haul is real. It is part of what they call the sequelae, which is a fancy Latin word for just what comes after COVID. And there's a huge range of different types of effects that people are dealing with that affect, you know, your brain, your body, your vascular system, your cardiovascular system, different kidney groups. For me, I still have brain fog. I still have a resting oxygenation rate in difference, which is okay. It just means that, like, when I'm at rest or, like, talking on the phone, I get a little bit shorter of breath. But my VO2 max, my ability to exercise, is there. I can still get my heart rate as high. My oxygen levels are good. I do believe I have some things that are related in terms of soft tissue, which a lot of doctors have seen also, but there's a lot of unknown. And, you know, it gets to be a complicated analysis. Well, but you're also 52, but you're also an aging athlete, and there could be a lot of other things. But long haul is real. I actually have a book in my lap right now called The Long Haul by a guy named Ryan Pryor, who's investigating what we know and what we don't know. So it's very real. We need to talk about it more. One in three people that had moderate to severe cases of COVID report this. And those are just the ones who take the time to realize it and report it, because it's very unsatisfying because nobody can really treat you.
Chris Cuomo is the host of Cuomo on News Nation. Yeah, he's on News Nation. And I just got a text. They said, hey, Lisa, I highly respect Chris Cuomo and his work, as well as the services family has provided this country. I need to know what compelled him to have Rod Blagojevich on. I'll tell you, I did turn you on, Chris. I'm like, what the hell is Rod doing on there?
I know people are going bad on him because he was in prison. Now, what do I think? I think that I'm very slow to judge. People make mistakes. People do bad things. I was not impressed by the two trials against Blagojevich. People forget there were two. There were two because they couldn't get him the first time. Now, yes, white-collar crimes, corruption are not easy cases to make because, you know, it only takes one to spring somebody, you know, in a jury, and people can see things different ways. But I think that I'm not blown away by the case. That matters to me. Now, yeah, but he was convicted. Yeah, a lot of people are convicted of things. It doesn't mean that they're as bad as you were told they were. And even if he got busted for trying to sell a Senate seat or whatever, you know, however you want to characterize it, politics is a dirty game. And I am very slow to count people out. And he is unique, this guy, because he calls himself a Trumpocrat because Trump commuted his sentence. Now, what I want to know is why he did that. He doesn't even know Blagojevich. It's very interesting to me how that happened and who Blagojevich's lawyers knew. But the reason I have him on is because he understands his party and is open to talking about Trump. And I really believe that if who you're catering to are people who put party third or fourth in terms of what matters to them in voting, and that's what we saw in the midterms. The big takeaway from the midterms that we're still not hearing about, because everybody's insistent on making it about the Democrats and the Republicans, is that neither of them really determined the outcome. It was independent voters. And you just look at the key races and you see it. And yes, a lot of it was own vote, but that's why they were off about the impact of reproduction rights. That's why they were off about unmarried women. That's why they were off in some of these races where they thought the turnout was going to be a certain way for Democrats and or Republicans. It's because they didn't factor in independents because they're not as easy to poll. And I love that because I'm here for that. That's who I call the free agents. That's why I started the podcast, The Chris Cuomo Project, and that's why I came to News Nation. I do all my political analysis through the lens of the independent voter. So this was very gratifying for me to see this, because I believe it's our best hope of getting to a better place in our political culture. We can't stay stuck in a toxic two-party system. And not that the two parties are evenly abusive of their role. I don't believe that. I believe that the right is uniquely toxified right now by fringe thinking.
Okay, I know that you will come back, because my producer is telling me you have a TV hit in 30 seconds. So,
you better jump
on TV, Cuomo, and come back when you get a chance, okay?
I will. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they said he's got to be done. He's got to be done. He's going off, and they're telling me he's on TV. Let him go. So he's got a TV hit right now. He'll be back someday. That's Chris Cuomo. You can watch his show tonight on News Nation at 7 o'clock.